Keywords, Volume 1, by Chan Master Sheng Yan. Buddhism and Fate. From Chan Newsletter No. 61, August 1987. Spoken at the Buddha's Birth Celebration, Sunday, May 10, 1987. There's something to be said for fortune-telling. In fact, I've met some fortune-tellers who were quite talented. Unfortunately, none of them had particularly good fortunes themselves. It would be difficult for someone who believes that their fate is predetermined to have a happy life. But one who believes in the Dharma, and who also realizes that their life is not predetermined, can have a very happy life indeed. The Buddha did not teach that fate controls our life, and he did teach that all phenomena arise from the mind. So, it is not true that Buddhists believe that their fate is predetermined. The important thing is to have the right view in accordance with Buddha Dharma, to live correctly and practice diligently. It is through living by right view, right living, and right practice that we make progress. Believing in a predetermined fate can lead us in circles, but the help of Buddha Dharma we take each day and start anew. Today, we celebrate the birth of the Buddha, and it is the beginning of a new life. As Buddhists, we believe that we are not controlled by fate. We believe our future depends on what we do now. If we act properly, we can turn our fate around. Many years ago, I met someone who tried to predict my future by the day, an hour of my birth. He predicted that I would have 2 wives and 3 children. Well, I still do not have a wife, and I don't expect that I will for the rest of my life. An old Chan master in Taiwan once heard that there was a blind man who could tell fortunes by feeling one's bones. He would run his hand along his subject's spine, arms, and legs, and arrive at a prediction. So the old monk decided to try it. The blind fortune teller told him that he would have a wonderful life, lots of wives, concubines, and children. The old monk paid him and left. Later, he commented, "This is a blind man speaking blind words." I can believe in astrology, but I have a greater faith in the Dharma. If you accept the Dharma, then your fate will not manifest in a predictable way. But if you don't live according to the Dharma, your future can be predicted quite accurately. Your fate will be set. If you heed and practice the Dharma, your life will not be dictated by fate. In astrology, it is understood that the very moment you are born determines what will happen to you throughout your life. Therefore, astrologers in the Far East have used 4 conditions to interpret one's fate: the year, month, and day, and the hour of birth. This is how astrologers make a living. Other fortune tellers may use facial features, palms, body shape, bones, and voice to uncover your fate. When Shakyamuni was born, his parents called in the most famous astrologers in the land. They were regarded almost as deities. They said that the young boy was very special, and that when he grew up, he would either become king of the world, or he would leave home and achieve enlightenment. If we examine the biographies of outstanding monks, we can see that their births were accompanied by strange and extraordinary events. They either had remarkable personal characteristics, unusual physical features, or strange phenomena occurred when they were born. Even when they were babies, it was known that these men were destined to become great masters. There is then another question. Do 2 people born at exactly the same time share exactly the same fate? I am sure that on the exact day and minute that President Reagan was born, many other people were born too. Does this mean that all of these people are destined to become presidents? The sutras tell us that before the Buddha was born, many came from other worlds to prepare the people of this world for the coming of Shakyamuni Buddha. There were others who came after his birth specifically to be his disciples, so that they could continue the teaching. There were people born at exactly the same time as the Buddha, but only he attained Buddhahood. Have you ever met someone who was born on exactly the same date and time as you? If you did, you would find that both of you lead completely different lives. I once met a rich man who was born in the year of the horse, the same year I was born. He asked me the season and location of my birth. I told him that I was born in the winter in a cold region of China. He said that it was logical that I was poor now because I was born under such barren conditions. There was no grass for a poor horse to eat, so naturally, I did not prosper. I am sure that if I had been born in a warm area, my astrologer could find an explanation for how I arrived at my present circumstances. At the moment of our birth, a great deal has already been determined, in that we have a body which came into being as a result of karma created in innumerable past lives. All of this karma converges in us on the day we are born. However, if we have the opportunity to learn Buddha Dharma, and we accept and practice it, our fate can change. Even our facial features will change. A famous astrologer from Taiwan took the three refuges with me. He confided in me that now that he is in the United States, he feels a little uncomfortable working as an astrologer. He realized that he was practicing an outer path, not true Dharma. But I told him that it was all right to be an astrologer because there are ordinary people who might be helped by his advice. I asked him if he could read his own future. He said that he was having some trouble with that. In the past, he felt that he had been 100% accurate, but lately he had been off the mark. Before he accepted the Dharma, he used to get up every day and chart his fortune. But now he cannot see the future very clearly. I asked him if he could look into my future, but he declined. One of my students has a friend who is remarkably talented in reading a crystal ball. She can see into past lives. But when I asked her to look into my past, she saw nothing. It is a pity that I do not even have a past life. How many of you would like to know about your previous lives? The sutras say that if you want to know about your past, just look at yourself now. Look at what is happening, what you are encountering now. This tells you all you need to know about your previous lives. And if you want to know what is in store for you in your future lives, just watch yourself now. What you are doing in the present moment will produce your future. Anyone having severe problems in this life is experiencing these difficulties as a result of what they did in a previous life or lives. If you really knew what you did in the past to deserve what is happening to you now, you might not feel that happy about it. The knowledge would be complicated, upsetting, and of little use. For example, if you knew that your son had been your grandfather in a previous lifetime, how would you treat him? As a son or a grandfather? If you knew that your wife had been your grandmother, how would you feel? According to the sutras, in a period of anywhere from a few hundred to 1,000 years, we usually have intimate relationships with only a small number of the same people. In each succeeding lifetime, the people in this small group interchange roles. Through a long span of time, the circle of people that we interact with grow larger and larger. Family, cousins, and friends. We continue to establish innumerable relationships, such that 99% of the people we meet in this lifetime, we meet because of our previous karma. Human beings are strange. Some are born with good looks and substantial intelligence, but are reckless and driven by emotions, and consequently, they turn favorable conditions into disaster. It might seem a simple matter for such people to control themselves, and indeed, they might agree, but somehow they are incapable of mastering their emotions. They bring disorder and confusion to their lives and the lives of the people around them. It is like someone walking into a river aware that he is going to drown, if he continues. And even though his mind tells him to turn back, he continues on and drowns anyway. You must learn to control yourself. You must have power over your mind, and you must meditate. If there is someone you hate, consider him or her to be a Buddha or a Bodhisattva. Realize that Buddhas and Bodhisattvas can appear in two different forms, one to help us and another to oppose us. Being helped is the better way for people who lack strength and courage, but being opposed is the better way for people with strong personalities. If you understand Buddha Dharma and karmic consequences, then you will be able to turn an unfavorable situation into a favorable one. How can you change your fate? Understand that when there is a cause, there is an effect. Actions have consequences. However, before we suffer or benefit from these consequences, other conditions may arise to change the particular nature of the consequences. If we act and speak according to Buddha Dharma in this lifetime, we continuously add meritorious and favorable conditions to our karma. So, when our karma manifests, what actually happens to us will be modified by the new conditions that arise from our meritorious behavior. On the other hand, if we act as we please, solely out of self-interest, and do not accord with the Dharma, we will be just like a boat tossed about on the ocean's waves, powerless to determine our own course. A Buddhist must have great willpower to change his fate. But if we look at things positively and we act towards good ends, we can strengthen our willpower. If we think, speak, and act according to Dharma, we can gradually bring about a change in our lives. In Taiwan, I have some left-home disciples who are almost impossible to deal with, and I have some lay practitioners who hardly listen to a word I say. You might think that I should kick them out of the temple, but because I am a monk, I cannot make them leave. I would be depriving them of the opportunity to come in contact with the Dharma. This is something I could never do. I spoke about some of these people with a friend of mine. He listened and said, "No problem." I asked him to elaborate on why such difficult people were so easy to deal with. He said, "If these people are really so disruptive, they are either complete rascals or they are bodhisattvas. I cannot imagine such malcontents becoming monks and nuns. So if they are unruly even as practicing Buddhists, the only conclusion to draw is that they are bodhisattvas, and they must be here for a very special reason indeed. So, there is no need to be concerned." Another monk in Taiwan who is also my disciple is a very peculiar person. I bought him a dozen pair of socks. He wears one pair for a long time, and when they start to smell bad, he takes them off, throws them in a corner, and grabs a new pair. When he goes through the whole dozen, he turns them inside out and starts the cycle again. He never washes any of his socks. I found this very annoying. Again, my friend said, "No problem. This monk must be a great arhat. Why else would he do it? Do you know anyone quite as fortunate as I am, surrounded by great arhats and bodhisattvas? Once, a couple came to see me. Each complained of the other's bad habits. I asked if they considered themselves to be good people. They both said yes, so I told them that it was more than likely that they each had chosen a good person to live with. If they had chosen a bad person, it would reflect poorly on them. So, each is a good and virtuous person living with another good and virtuous person. There is no problem. They can live together. With a single thought, we can change the way we look at things. With the right point of view, you can turn a situation around completely. If you are imprisoned by a narrow perspective, you will always be at the mercy of fate. If you act in this way, you will never be free from vexations. You will relate badly with the people you always relate badly with. Unless we change our minds and the way we look at things, we will never escape an endless succession of predestined situations. If we change how we perceive, we will not be overcome by what befalls us, and we will not be oppressed by those around us. The world will seem like a pure land. A man told me that he had been sentenced to jail. He asked how he could contend with his punishment. I said, "As a Buddhist, you should try to stay out of jail, but since you must go, you must try to live through it with happiness and joy." He looked at me and asked, "How am I supposed to be happy in jail?" I told him that I was once in jail and I loved it. This was from 1961 to 1967 when I was in solitary retreat in the mountains. I was confined to an area of 60 square feet. Prison inmates have more space than that. I know also of a man who wrote a great deal during the time he spent in prison. He was prolific, and he even wrote some books of literary merit. Obviously, he made the best of his time in confinement. We must understand that what happens in this life is the consequence of things we did in our past lives. Therefore, we must act according to Buddha Dharma to break out of the caste set by our previous karma. In this fashion, we can make progress. If we were not able to change our fate, then ordinary sentient beings could never become Buddhas. We produce the future from our own minds. If there is evil in our thoughts, then our future will be filled with misfortune. If the Buddha is in our minds, then one day we will become Buddhas.